We're privileged today to have a dear friend, Medad Burungi. He's from Uganda, lives in Kampala, the main city. I've known Medad for several years now, and the last couple of times we've gone to Africa, we would minister in some of our CC churches and end up at this conference in Rentobo that Medad hosts that has, last time, about 40,000 people. And he's been one of the leaders of the Charismatic Renewal in East Africa and really all of Africa for years. And so it's a joy to have him. He's a dear friend. He's going to share some today and some tomorrow. He's going to be with our children in the morning. Tomorrow night, he's going to come and gather, and people can ask questions about what God's doing in Africa because he's involved in all parts of Africa. He was talking about Egypt yesterday and then South Africa and so all over. So it'll be a question-answer time. So I just really encourage you to come, bring people that might want to come. And then Sunday morning, he'll have the service. He'll preach, but it's a joy to have him. He's a dear friend.
Amen. So let's pray together. Father, we thank you for bringing together this afternoon. We thank you for the joy of being a family. For the joy of having lunch with you before we have lunch with other people. So come and speak to us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I bring greetings from Uganda, from my wife and my children and my ministry. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'd like to share with you a few words from Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19. Through 21. Verse 19 says, "For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry when he hears it. He will answer you. And although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it,' whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left hand." Praise the Lord. So this is a very good word that I'd like to share with you today. And when I was sleeping last night, I was asking what to share. But I'd like to share that prophetic word with you, that you shall cry no more. I don't know what you are going through, but I felt last night that this is a word for you today. There are so many people who have been crying. I was one of them. I cried for 22 years when my father abandoned us, 9 children. He was a single mother for 22 years. We cried so many tears of abandonment, of rejection, until when Christ came into our family and wiped away our tears. For 2020 and 2021, Uganda was hit by COVID-19. I lost 28 people who were very, very close to me, including my father-in-law, and we were not allowed to bury them. There were so many tears that people cried. People lost jobs, people lost friends and relatives, people lost parents and grandparents. And I believe there are so many tears all over the world today. But as God encouraged the people of Israel who were in exile with this word, "You shall cry no more." And I want you to take this as your word for this morning. That God, there's a song we used to sing, that he knows my name. He sees my tears, and he hears me when I call. So for this year, 2022, know that God's business with you is to wipe away your tears, your emotional tears, your financial tears, your whatever, political tears, whatever tears you are crying, God can wipe away tears. And when I was here, your Archbishop read me a verse in Revelations that he will wipe away all the tears from our eyes. And he will take us to the streams of life-giving water, where we shall have no scorching heat, nothing, where the Lamb of God will be our shepherd. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am speaking to you, but I'm also speaking to myself, because we have cried with so many tears. Secondly, he said, I will be gracious to you. The word grace is a pregnant word. It's a big word. When Bartimaeus said, be gracious to me, have mercy on me, when many people in the Bible, when they met Jesus, they didn't say, I want to do this. They asked for mercy, for grace. Because grace is so big. When you have grace, it is a package. And I pray that God will be gracious to you. There are so many people who feel they have been abandoned, who feel America is gone, who feel their families are no more, who feel the hand of God is no longer on them. So God's grace is still available. At the beginning of this year, God gave me a verse for the year. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So when Christ is in you, not around you, not in front of you, not behind you, but in you, he brings hope. He wipes away tears. When you are hidden in Christ, even when you are struggling with addictions and struggling, the Bible says when you are hidden in Christ, you have the righteousness of Christ. So when the Father in heaven is looking at you, he doesn't look at you, he sees his Son in whom you are hidden. And I was preaching on a funeral one day, Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. It also says, blessed are those who die in Christ. So when you are in Christ, it's a very, very important place of security, that your ears can be wiped away, and secondly, that the grace of God will be abundant for you. And thirdly, he says that when you cry, I will hear your voice. It's very important for us to cry to God. During this COVID-19, we were using 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, because they closed all the churches, but they allowed only 20 people to congregate, not in a church, but in a home. So many churches closed, and that was it. But I felt God was telling me that you take the church back to the apostolic time. So I have a big man in the government who is the Minister of Transport. Every transport was closed down. It was the army vehicles and the medical vehicles that were allowed and the trucks that were taking goods. So they gave me a pass for 2 years to move freely all over the country. And we started 138 small home churches. And we were meeting in people's homes, and Muslims were coming, and all sorts of people, witch doctors, and the power of God moved so much. So there was a great revival in those prayer meetings. So when you cry to God, because God said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, call upon my name, what did he say? He said, I will hear their cry, and I will heal their land. And we want to thank God. We lost so many people in Uganda during COVID-19, but now our country has been declared COVID-free. So you can now come and enjoy yourself in Uganda. So it's very important that he promises that when we cry, he will hear our cry. Our God is not deaf. He's not deaf like stones and trees which many people in Africa worship. When you speak to him, he will hear your cry. And I pray that this year, God will hear every cry and will wipe away every tear from your eyes. But he also says, even if the Lord allows the waters and food of affliction to come to you, your teachers will be hidden from you no more. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, even if you go through some challenges, you have challenges of sickness, challenges of whatever, still your teacher, the Holy Spirit, is not far from you. Your eye will see him. What a wonderful thing to see Jesus. What a wonderful thing to have the Holy Spirit around you. And you know that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus inside of you. So when the Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, it means that your body is the temple of Jesus. And I was so surprised by Moses when God asked him, Moses, what can I do for you? In Genesis chapter 33, Exodus chapter 33, he said, I would like your presence to go with us. And when God said, no, I'm going to give you my angel, he said, no, I don't want a substitute. I want you yourself to go with us. And when God insisted, he said, okay, I did not give birth to these people, so if you are not going, I am not going. And God heard his cry, and he said, okay, during the day, I'm going to be a pillar, a cloud. And during the night, I'm going to be a pillar of light. And I want to thank God. God is a God who keeps his promise. For 40 years, God fulfilled his promise. He was a cloud during the day, and he was a pillar of light during the night. So my brothers and sisters, your teacher is the Holy Spirit. He can go with you wherever you go. I like my friend Joseph, because we have the same story almost. The word the Lord was with him is written in Genesis many, many times. Whenever he would go through a problem, then the Bible would say, and the Lord was with him. But the Lord was with him. So I'm praying for you this morning that you will open your heart for the presence of God. And to know that where the presence of God is, your matter is settled. Your tears are wiped away. Your wounds, whether they are wounds of childhood or teenagehood, will be healed. When I came here this month, there are so many churches that called me. They had marriage problems. So for the whole month, I've been dealing with mending African marriages in diaspora. Their marriages have broken down, and I have seen so many tears, so many women reconciling with their husbands, so many men kneeling down, crying, because you see, if you divorce God from your marriage is in a crisis. And I saw these men receiving Jesus Christ. I saw these women forgiving their husbands. What a wonderful thing it is to know that your teacher will not be hidden anymore. And finally, he says in verse 20, he said that when you turn to the left or to the right, trying to wander away, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. So I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to listen to God's word. This morning I was listening to your Archbishop talking to me And I wanted him to continue to talk and talk about Esther, continue to talk about what he shared with you on Esther. The word of God is so powerful. It brings healing. It brings direction. It helps you, if you have your ears open, it helps you greatly to hear the voice of God. And there are so many news going around, so much junk information going around this country. You need to hear God's word. And I want to challenge you, when you hear God's word clearly, the Bible says, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. But if you hear God's word clearly, it will also guard your gates. Your gates, which are gates to your soul. These eyes are a gate to your soul, which the devil uses. Especially for us men, our heart is in our eyes. So if the Spirit of God is inside of you, the Spirit of God, Jesus, is inside of you, you regard your eyes from what you see and how it affects your life. The second gate is our ears. The Holy Spirit will regard this gate to hear junk information and mess up our lives. The Spirit of God will regard our mouth is another gate to our soul. What you speak, what you eat. The Spirit of God will also guard our umbilical cord, which connects us to our ancestors. The evil and terrible things our ancestors did. They are dead, we are alive. They were not in Christ, but for us, we are in Christ. We have no attachment with them in what they did. But in Africa, people believe in ancestors. So when you have Christ in you, he cuts the soul tie. And then our sexual gate, which is a very important gate the devil uses to get our soul. Once God closes that gate, and you are saved from all these demonic powers that come through sexual immorality. So, he says, you will cry no more. Open your heart for Jesus. He wipes away tears very well with his own hand. Not with a handkerchief, with his own hand. And cry to him, he will hear your cry. And even when you are in deep waters or in the valley and shadow of death, he is with you. He doesn't say you will go through it alone. The Bible says, I will be with you. And your ears should always hear God's word. And once you hear God's word, the process of wiping away tears becomes yesterday, today, and forever. And let me stop here because we need to have time for prayer. But remember that God is speaking to you this morning. You shall cry no more. God bless you. Have a wonderful time. Amen.